Well, I've been saying that when the issue happened, which caused the death of the student Bawa Emmanuel, I think the police were all along with the school authorities, making sure that things go well with them. And during the committee that was formed, a police representative was also among the committee. And we're thinking that they will inform the regional command about the reopening of the school and other issues. But it's just, you just heard on air that the reopening is today. And in fact, it's like you were left out of the whole issue. That's why we were not happy. But all the same, as policemen, there's nothing we can do only to say, next time don't do that. But we come, we are on the ground right now and making sure that things go on well, especially as to the registration, where everybody is supposed to pay 85 Ghana cedis and then to sign a bond of good behavior. And then upon that, we'll be fixed. Now we, the police, are taking upon ourselves that we shall be patrolling the school from now and making unsurprised visits at any time to make sure that things go well with the school. I think that's what we are here now doing. Even if they were to tell us this test they are doing, you could have just curtailed it by even searching them before they come to register or even move into the dormitory. But as of now, they've moved in. And as we are talking, if really the senior house master has told them that they'll be searched, some people might have gone to remove search weapons or whatever implements and hide elsewhere. Probably dig a hole in part of the school and hide it, so we can easily go for it. But all the same, that will not disturb us, and we are not disturbed as far as things are concerned. And we can still go on to do our own thing, which is a bit surprisingly. Or as they are hearing this, they should just know that things will not be well with them if they happen to bring this thing. So they must quickly send it out of the school camp.
I hope my headmaster has already apologized to the police for our inability to inform them. The issue is that it was just a crash program. You know, when the committee was set, we have no control over it. It was just last week, early last week, that they gave their temporary report to the regional director, who said the committee, and the regional director also directed that the board should have an emergency meeting to consider the reopening. And they also did that. That was on the second Thursday. When they did that, they sanctioned the reopening. And the following day, Friday, we also had to call an emergency staff meeting. And then we also deliberated on the reopening. What we should do. And then the reopening just was fixed for today. And because we are all preoccupied with all these activities, that did not occur to us. So when the police PRO came, in fact, we actually felt sorry, and we take this opportunity to apologize publicly. I mean, the police command and the IGP and whoever is concerned, that we are very sorry. It will never happen again. We are forced to take this consideration.